The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. The year of 1777 in America, like 2009, brought bad news almost every day. In the fight for independence, our Revolutionary Army had lost most of their battles. Most Americans were very discouraged. Even the Continental Congress had been driven from Philadelphia and were at their lowest. Sam Adams, the man among them who had fought longest and hardest for American liberty, arose and gave a stirring speech for which we quoted extensively 2 weeks ago, from which we quoted. At the end of it, he boldly declared that, quote, "good tidings will soon arrive." He was not wrong. Within a month, American forces would win the Battle of Saratoga in New York. It proved our ragtag army could stand up to the best the British had and win. It greatly encouraged our people and would ultimately bring France into the war on our side. The Battle of Saratoga has been called one of the seven greatest military battles of all time because of its importance in establishing American liberty. Today we need to take heart from this experience as we struggle with the socialists who now lead our national government. Our founders sought the face of God, crying to Him for His aid in their struggle, which they believe was part of His plan. They often called days of fasting and prayer and sought to repent of their sins, both personally and nationally, in an effort to be in His order so they could experience His blessing. He heard their prayers and did miracles to keep them in the fight. Those miracles would ultimately give them victory in the war as they had given them victory in the Battle of Saratoga. After winning the Saratoga battle, our national government called a day of thanksgiving and praise to God as they said, quote, "through the merits of Jesus Christ." To show their gratitude toward God for intervention on behalf of the cause of American liberty. The resolution for that day read in part as follows, and notice the references to God by our National Congress in 1777 as they urged the people to, quote, "with one heart and one voice, express the grateful feelings of their hearts and consecrate themselves to the service of their divine benefactor." They urged them to offer a, quote, "penitent confession of their many sins, that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ to forgive them, that He may graciously give His blessing on the governments of these states." They continued and said, "and render them fit instruments under the providence of Almighty God to secure for these United States the greatest of all blessings, independence and peace. To take schools and seminaries of education so necessary for cultivating the principles of true liberty under His nurturing hand. For the enlargement of that kingdom which consists in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost." End quote. If we acknowledge our sin as Americans, both personal sins and national sins, we can expect God's forgiveness and healing in this land. Dr. Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation has recently said it so well. I quote him, "Our best hope for seeing the godly cause of liberty prevail is to put our trust in the same God who inspired Sam Adams and the founders of America." Then he adds, we must, quote, "take action to resist the tyranny of our current government." If we are willing to humble ourselves and pray and seek His face, as the Bible says, or to put it in McDowell's words, if we act worthy of God's aid and protection, He will never abandon us. And we can have confidence that, as Sam Adams said, "good tidings will soon arrive." Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children. And you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our American Heritage Seminars and Christian History Tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.